Welcome to the Hope College Women's Basketball Pregame Show on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC. A big one today with the Flying Dutch hosting Trine University in a matchup of number one and number five teams in the D3Hoops.com poll here with head coach Brian Morehouse. Brian, before let's look back to Saturday, a big rivalry win over Calvin. What stood out to you about your performance?
I thought pretty consistent on the offensive glass for the whole game. I thought that they changed up their offense a bit, and I thought we responded well to that. And I think probably the biggest thing is I don't feel like we ever lost our composure. We had a nice lead. They made a run back, but we never lost our composure. We never lost the lead. And I think that's obviously a big key in a game like that. And then I thought we finished the game well. It's odd because I really haven't coached that many games this year, and I do think coaching takes getting into a rhythm. And I think we as a coaching staff, I as the coach, are starting to do that a little bit better right now. But just like the players are a little bit rusty, I think I've been a little bit rusty, and some of that showed on Saturday. And hopefully we're ready to go now.
A lot to unpack from that performance as well, but one of the more notable things was your senior guard, Kennedy Schoonveld, joining a pretty elite club of 1,000-point scorers with his Flying Dutch program, the 17th player overall to do this. Your reaction to her achieving that feat and how, in a program that obviously preaches unselfishness and sacrifice and doing what's best for the team, it takes a pretty special talent to be able to, achieve that many points.
Yeah, it does. It takes health. It takes consistency, and it certainly takes talent. So Kennedy's one of the most unselfish players I've ever coached, and so I think it's especially gratifying for me to see her achieve this because. We've never tried to get her stats. We've never tried to get her more points in a game. She's just always about winning, puts her teammates ahead of herself every single time. But it's a big accomplishment. Not many players have done it. And it's a great accomplishment for her. But I also think it speaks to, the players that have been around her the last 4 years in just how she has played well with them, but how they've also found her and how she's been incredibly consistent game in and game out.
That unselfishness trait's also something you love to have from your point guard. And I thought particularly on Saturday, and I won't proclaim to be a basketball expert at all, but from what I saw enough to see Lauren Newman and just how she ran things, obviously you had your scoring from Kennedy and Olivia and Sydney Muller and other things that they do as well. But that point guard, she was just sensational. What did you see from her against Calvin?
I thought she got off to a good start and then, hit a little bit of a lull for, and I'm talking a lull for like a minute and a half, and then played, like you said, fabulously. I thought that her energy, her ability to push the ball up and down the floor was tremendous. Her on the ball pressure as the point of our defense was the best it's been all year long. And so, we typically will play at the pace that Lauren plays. And when she's engaged defensively and she's pushing the ball hard up and down the floor, it's going to allow us to play faster. And, I think she and I work very well together. The great thing about our relationship is, we've been together for 4 years now. And anytime you're a point guard and a head coach, you're going to have things that you see eye to eye on. You're going to have things that sometimes you disagree on. And I think that we can disagree and we can come to solutions in the middle of a game and not have either one of our feelings hurt because we know that the sole purpose is for the good of the team. And she's just been a great leader in that sense.
And I know, I remember the story when you recruited her. I mean, she wasn't, you didn't intend her to be a point guard. And then that freshman year, it became almost on a kind of necessity. And, but yet she's just continued to grow and improve and, you know, develop and, you know, a really driving force for you guys.
Yeah. There's not a bigger change that you could undertake than going from a position other than point guard to the point guard. And, you know, she's navigated it really well. I think we have navigated it with year in and year out improvements and just really helping her with how to see the floor and understanding how to lead the team. And, you know, it probably would have been better for her from a career standpoint if she could have just run around and shot the ball. But her putting the team first and being unselfish and wanting to win at a really high level, she's made herself into a great point guard.
And obviously going to need everyone all hands on deck. I mean, it's February. I know this league game doesn't count toward the league standings, but it's hope and trying. And it just obviously a big game when you two get together. You know, break down trying and keys to victory for the Flying Dutch here tonight.
Yeah, they're really good. I mean, I think they're playing, they're definitely worthy of a top five ranking in the nation. I think they have played up to that defensively. I think they're fantastic. They're long. It's difficult to get a good shot off. They don't make mistakes on the defensive end. And then on offense, they're very, very efficient. Number 11, number four are both playing really well. I think them having Shea Herbert back, number 25, has been big for them. She is a calming force. She can score inside, she can score outside. But, you know, number 11 and number four are the players that, you know, typically are going to lead them in scoring. And then they're just very, very balanced. And so somehow we have to make them less comfortable in their offense. And that's really hard to do. It's really hard to get them sped up because of their experience. They have all sorts of juniors on their team. And so that will be one thing, is just to not let them, you know, get exactly what they want every single time down the floor. I think rebounding will be a big part of this game. And, you know, we can't give up offensive rebounds. We've got to be consistent on our defensive rebounds. And then I think we have to not turn the ball over on offense and get a really, really solid shot every time down.
Thanks, Brian. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, Alan.